listening to the Our Town Reno podcast with KWNK LP 97.7 FM in Reno, Nevada. On this episode, we go back into local politics with a Ward 4 candidate for city council, Megan Ebert. She has all-encompassing ideas from helping with water issues, the environment, and managing growth in our North Valleys. Ebert is a first-time candidate trying to topple a longtime office holder, Bonnie Weber. I'm Nico Columbant, the coordinator of Our Town Reno, which includes this podcast. We're recording from makeshift studios right now, as our studios at the Reynolds School of Journalism are undergoing a makeover. First, a word from our sponsor, and then back to this week's episode from a coffee shop in North Valleys.
Welcome.
Hello.
We are the Reynolds Media Lab.
Media Lab.
Podcasts.
Client services.
Special projects.
Documentaries.
We are a production center at the Reynolds School of Journalism.
The Reynolds Media Lab.
Media Lab.
Media Lab.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Our Town Reno podcast. I'm your host, Nico Columbant, and I'm here with Megan Ebert. How's it going?
Great. How you doing?
So we're hearing a bit of car sounds here. We're outside Superstitions Java in North Valley. So why did you pick this establishment as our meeting place today?
Well, they have great coffee, and it's a wonderful locally owned coffee shop in the area, and I love to support independently owned businesses in Ward 4.
Very good. And so you're running for the Ward 4 seat. You made it to November. So how excited are you about your chances? And how's this campaign looking for you right now?
Well, I'm very excited. I did very well in the primary. I like to remind everybody that more people have voted against the incumbent than for her. Very active in my campaign. Moving forward, knocking on a lot of doors, meeting people, and just preparing for the November election.
Could you describe Ward 4, the geography, the people of Ward 4?
Well, Ward 4 is the largest ward in Reno, and I would say that we're the fastest growing. We have a very interesting mix out here. We have a lot of rural areas, and we're also just rapidly developing. We have a lot of homes and apartments being built in this area, so we're just kind of a unique demographic out here. We're a very diverse area as well, and just really growing out here. And I love the people out here. We're just a different climate as well out here. We're a lot colder in the winter, a bit windier than the rest of the city, drier, but it's very beautiful. A lot of sagebrush and wilderness areas out here. Just a very unique part of the city of Reno. But great people, great community.
And North Valleys, like other parts, has been growing so rapidly, changing so much. How do you find that balance between, growth and also well-managed growth that benefits current residents?
Well, I think we have a master plan that we're not currently following. I think we need to look more into that. Why aren't we following that? If it doesn't work, then we should be adjusting it. If it does work and we're just choosing not to follow it because developers would like special use permits, we need to reevaluate why we're doing that. We need to look at the big picture here. Are we going to be a cohesive city, or are we just putting in warehouses wherever there's open space? I think we need to look at how we're developing. Are we developing smart? Are we building communities, or are we just kind of infilling wherever we can with whatever we want without much concern for any kind of plan? We also need to look at our resources. What kind of water do we have for the area? What kind of infrastructure do we have to support the development? If we don't have those things to support the development, then we need to reevaluate and step back and say, maybe we can't do this, or maybe we just can't do this right now. And take that into consideration, and also take into consideration the impact to the people that live here. What kind of construction is going on? What kind of impact that has to people's commutes and daily lives, and the increased traffic that comes along with increased development? What are we doing to make sure that we have infrastructure to keep pace with the development that's happening.
This is the Our Town Reno podcast, and I'm your host, Nico Columbus, and we're hearing some car sounds here because we're outside Superstitions Java. So you talked about, some of the main issues you're going for. You've gotten some notable endorsements. Can you talk about those endorsements and what they say about you as a candidate?
Well, I've gotten the Reno Firefighters endorsement, or the Firefighters Association, which I'm extremely proud of, the Planned Parenthood Advocates Marmonte, and Northern Nevada Central Labor Council, Northern Nevada Building Trades, and also the Sierra Club has endorsed me. I'm super proud of all my endorsements. I'm very pro-union. I think that they do a great thing for wages and quality of life for workers. I'm very supportive of our first responders and our firefighters. I feel like they need more support as well and funding, and we need more first responders up in the North Valleys for sure. With all the development happening out here, we're not keeping pace with the number of first responders that we have in the area. So just super proud of all the endorsements that I have.
So you took out a postcard flyer that you've been passing out to would-be voters. What has been your campaign strategy? Coming out of COVID, we can do in-person events. You talked about events at the coffee shop. What has been your campaign strategy?
My main strategy has just been knocking on doors and meeting people and talking to people. I think a lot of residents don't realize how much the city council affects their daily lives. They probably have the biggest impact with regard to, how long your commute is going to take, what access to shopping you have, how long it takes to get a first responder to your home if you need to call 911. Those aspects of your life are really affected by your city council members, and a lot of people don't realize that. So when I knock on doors, I talk to people about that, and we talk about the issues that we're all concerned about. And a lot of us are worried about the same thing. So I not only go out and introduce myself and be an ear for people to tell me their concerns, but also to let people know, who in the city does what and what their expectations should be of the city council, and also let them know who to reach out to for questions and concerns. I don't have all the answers, but I can help point people in the right direction to get them answers or let them know who to contact with any concerns that they have.
This is Nico Columbus, your host today with the Our Town Reno podcast. We're outside Superstitions Java in the North Valleys with Megan Ebert running for Ward 4. So now in this second part of this podcast, we're going to talk a little bit about you. So who are you? I know you have a job, you have a family. Can you talk about a little bit about yourself and what, despite your very busy life, what, propelled you to want to be a candidate?
Well, I have a career as a benefits analyst. I do a lot of data analysis and financial reporting, internal audits, things of that nature. And I'm a mother. I have three children. Well, one's grown. He's 21, and I have a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old. So I have a busy life and a wonderful husband who's very supportive. But I'm running because I'm just unhappy with what's been going on in our wards. And I felt passionate enough about it to take time away from my family to go out and knock on doors and to campaign because I feel like we're at a really pivotal moment in the North Valleys with all the development and expansion that's happening here, that we have an opportunity right now to do better and plan better as we're developing. And I want to be that voice for us to do that. The way things have been handled out here, we had the flooding at Swan Lake. The people that were impacted that had water from the Reno Stead sewage treatment facility flood their homes. The city of Reno had an opportunity to settle with these residents to give them funds to fix the damage caused to their homes. And the city council voted against that. Not everyone, but in particular our current Ward 4 representative. That to me is unacceptable. These are her constituents that are affected by this, and she voted against doing what was right and fixing the damage caused to their homes. There's also been ethics concerns raised. We have a lot of developer money in local politics, and I don't know how you can have that much money involved without any type of conflict of interest. Because I'm a first-time candidate and I don't have any kind of developer ties, I don't have those conflicts of interest. I'm doing this purely because I care about my community and what kind of legacy we're leaving for our children. I don't want to raise my kids in a neighborhood surrounded by warehouses. I don't want my kids riding on a school bus sharing a road with big rigs. I don't think it's safe for the people that live here. I don't think it's safe to put in thousands of houses without increasing our numbers of firefighters and police in the area. I think we're going to reach a tipping point where we're going to start having property losses, probably loss of life and damages, because we're not taking into consideration the people that live here. And that's why I'm running, because I really care about my ward, I care about my family, and I care about everybody else's family out here.
This is the Our Town Reno podcast. I'm your host, Nico Columbant, and we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back after these messages from other amazing podcasts in Reno.
Do you want to keep up on what's happening in the local art community? Double Scoop always has the scoop on that. Want to know which exhibitions, parties, and other art events are happening this weekend? Follow us on Instagram at Double Scoop Nevada. And listen to KWNK 97.7 FM for our short scoop art events roundup. If you're an artist and you're looking for places to show your work, we have lots of opportunities listed right now. To find them, visit doublescoop.art/events and filter for Call for Artists. If you'd like to follow all of our art news and meet local artists, you can sign up for our email lists at doublescoop.art.
Do you like podcasts? Well, we have a podcast from you. This is Sean from Up in the Mix.
This is Della Foto. Do you like to get into random wormholes of conversation?
Do you like to learn about the culture from sneakers to hip-hop music to basketball?
Then we have a podcast just for you. We have one called Up in the Mix.
It is available on all streaming platforms from Spotify to Apple. Check us out, upinthemix.live, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Salud!
And we're back. This is the Our Town Reno podcast. We're recording outside the Superstitions Java locally owned coffee shop today in the North Valleys with Ward 4 candidate Megan Ebert. So you were alluding to some of the politics, so we're going to get political for this segment. So your opponent, Bonnie Weber, has been in local politics for quite some time. Is she going to be a difficult candidate to defeat, or do you like your chances?
Well, she is definitely well-funded with developer money. She has helped fundraise me significantly. However, I'd like to point out that I have a lot of donations from individuals, people that believe in me. I have donations from my endorsements that also believe in me. Developer money comes in, and they're paying for something. They come in and fund a campaign, and they get what they pay for. So that's formidable. She has the ability to do more advertising, but I have the ability to knock on doors and be available to speak to people and constituents. And I did very well in the primary. I've knocked on, you know, well over 1,000 doors now. I'm getting my name out there. I have a lot of great momentum. I have a lot of support in the community, and I'm going to win this November election.
And your opponent was also defeated in this very same race previously and then beat the person who had defeated her. So it's an unpredictable ward in some ways?
Oh, yes. Yes, there's been a lot of turnover. I think that that's kind of a testament to how unhappy the residents are in Ward 4. And I think that that also shows that my chances are very good. People are unhappy here. And if they're unhappy, they will vote for somebody else.
And also, when people watch city council meetings, Bonnie Weber speaks very rarely, a little bit more than Oscar Delgado. But, you know, how would you be if you were in that seat? What type of council person would you be?
Well, I would probably ask a lot of questions. I would like to understand what we're voting on, what the impact is to the community. I live in Ward 4 and I would represent Ward 4, but the council votes on issues for the whole city. And I would want to know the impact for the whole city, not just my ward, the financial impact, the impact to the community, the impact to the taxpayer. So I would definitely ask a lot of questions, make sure that we've thought of everything, you know, as far as traffic studies, when we're doing road construction, financial impact when we're doing anything, you know, impact to taxpayers. You know, I work a lot in data analysis, and I want to see that data. I want to know what we're voting on thoroughly. And I also want community input. I know it's hard for people to attend meetings during the city council meetings or during the day, but I would like to encourage the residents of Reno to go to their neighborhood advisory board meetings and voice their concerns and ask their questions, so that when I go to the city council meetings, I have that information to you know, ask those questions and to raise those concerns during the meetings, and really vote to my best ability. It is a council, so I'm not able to make decisions completely on my own, but at least I will be able to vote with the best interest and the best information possible for the city of Reno.
And yes, I was going to ask even more detail on that. Do you think your professional background is a good fit, would be a good addition to the team at city council?
Absolutely. We definitely need somebody in there that can look at the numbers and analyze the data. And again, like I said, just look at the big picture and also the smaller impact to the residents, and find out, you know, what's really going to be the best, and not just appease developer money. And sometimes things look great on paper, but when you really come down to, you know, the impact to the community, it's not so great. So just really digging deep into that data and not just looking at superficial presentations, getting into the nitty-gritty would absolutely be a benefit to the city.
And we've talked a lot about some of the problems. How would you describe a better Reno, a better Ward 4, a better North Valleys 5, 10, 15 years down the road? How would you describe a better situation?
I think we need to get a lot smarter about our water resources. And as I mentioned earlier, the Reno Stead water treatment facility up here, we're taking water that you call effluent. It's a high grade treated water. It's still not considered safe for humans to be around. I mean, you can use it for livestock feed, crops, but you can't use it in your vegetable garden. It's not safe. We need to look into how we can treat that water to a higher quality, so that water becomes usable. We're living in a desert, and we're pumping this water into a lake just to evaporate out. This lake doesn't have an outlet. It's just dumped into this area to evaporate every day. And at last I checked, we're dumping over 2 million gallons of water into this lake every single day. I bet we could think of better uses for this water than to just have it evaporate into the air, especially in the North Valleys, where it's such a precious resource out here. Things like that. Also, get smarter with our development. Focus on infilling, so we're having a less impact on our wilderness areas, and embrace our wilderness areas. We have beautiful areas of sagebrush and forest around us, and how do we embrace that? How do we build or put in trails so we can enjoy these areas and treat them as the asset that they are and appreciate them, and not just level them to, you know, put in whatever development that it comes along. We need to really focus more on infilling. So that's something that is important to me. And with our development, be smarter about it. Things like when we put in parking areas, is it possible to put in covered parking areas with solar panels above them. That would help with producing electricity, but also provide shade in the summer, protection in the winter. It's less areas that we would need to snowplow. If you're parking in these areas, you know, it's easier to get in and out of your vehicles without snow landing on them. That's just an example of things that we could be doing smarter for our community, especially in Reno. We have so many sunny days here, and in our winters when we have snow, I just think that things like that would be a tremendous asset to our city in the long term. So things like that, we need to start reaching out to environmental groups and get ideas from them as well. I don't expect the city council to have all the answers and all the ideas to do this, but this is when we need to reach out to the experts and say, hey, we know where we want to be, but we don't exactly know how to get there. Help us get there. Help us come up with a game plan so that we are sustainable, we are smart, and we're doing the best that we can, not just for our community, but globally. You know, we're having climate change, and I know we're all feeling it in Reno. How can we, as a city, do our part to mitigate that?
Very good points. This is the Our Town Reno podcast. I'm your host today, Nico Columbant, and we are with Megan Ebert, who's running for the Ward 4 council seat. We're going to wrap up this episode. So have you run for office before, or is this your first time?
This is my very first time running for anything, and I'm really only running because I just care so much for my community. I would not be taking the time away from my family if it were not for my community. It's been a very eye-opening experience in a good way, and I really highly recommend anybody out there listening to get involved. If there's something you see in your community that you're not happy with, engage in our democratic process. Step up to the plate and run. We need people like you to make a difference. And we have so many career politicians that this is just their job, and they just carry on and do what they got to do to keep their title. And we need people. We need new ideas. We need people that care to step up to the plate and help make Reno a better place. And not just Reno, our country a better place. We were desperate for passionate people to come into our elected offices.
And there's also a lot of young people who care, but who have lost faith in government or even in the election process, who think all candidates end up being the same, pro-development, pro-establishment, whatever you call it. And you have that from both the left and the right. What would you say to those people who've sort of given up, and what would you say to tell them, no, it's important to vote?
I'd say it's up to you. If you feel that that's what's going on in the world, then what are you doing about it? What are you doing to change it? And again, that's why I'm running. So many people in this ward are very eager to express their displeasure, but their names aren't on the ballot. So if you are unhappy with things, it is up to you to be that change, or it's not going to change. It will be business as usual. So I urge you to step up and take on that challenge.
Thank you. Any final words for our listeners today?
Yes, please consider voting for me for your Ward 4 City Council member, and visit my website at Megan4Reno.com. Again, that's Megan, M-E-G-H-A-N, 4Reno.com. And if you don't live in my ward, please consider making a contribution to my campaign. The city council members vote for the entire city, not just for their ward. So if you care for the city of Reno, please consider sharing my name and making a contribution to my campaign.
Thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much, Nico.
Thank you for listening to this Our Town Reno podcast episode. Here we have stories about gentrification, life on the streets, the affordable housing crisis. Find us on Facebook at Our Town Reno, at ourtownreno.com, and on Instagram at Biggest Little Streets. Check back in for next week's episode or delve into our archives, and remember, help each other out.